Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Mark chapter 9 and 2, the Bible says, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, they were his inner circle, and he led them to a high mountain to be alone. And as the men were watching, Jesus went off to pray, the Bible says, and all of a sudden his appearance was transformed. And his clothes began to become dazzling white, far whiter than any earthly color could have ever made them. And all of a sudden, Elijah and Moses appeared and began talking with Jesus of his decease that would take place in Jerusalem. So now, you know, these guys, you can imagine, they were just going with Jesus like they would go many times. They went up high on a mountain, probably out of breath now. I don't know why he leads us up on top of mountains like this. We're not as young as we used to be. All of a sudden, someone says, am I seeing something? Am I really seeing this? Jesus' clothes become dazzling white, and it gets white, and he starts shining like the sun. And they're like, are we really seeing this? Is this really happening? And just as they begin to rub their eyes, they look again, and they see Elijah and Moses standing with Jesus. Now, this was not the type of trip they thought they were going on. They were in amazement. They didn't know what to say and what to do. So Peter, you know Peter, he's the one who always put his foot in his mouth. He was the first one to do anything. I mean, he put his mouth in gear before he knew what he was talking about. And Peter said, Rabbi, it's wonderful for us to be here. Now, Jesus is talking to Moses and Elijah. And Peter says, oh, it's a wonderful thing that you brought us here. Let's make three churches, three tabernacles as memorials for this occasion right here. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Nobody's going to believe we actually saw this, boys. That's why we need to build something. Because no one's going to even believe that this really happened. The Bible says he said this because he didn't really know what else to say. Sounds like Peter. Didn't know what else to say, for he was terrified. You know, some people, when they're afraid, they just keep talking. Peter was like that. Now, this is the part that I want you to hear, though. Then a cloud overshadowed them. All of a sudden, a cloud comes down from heaven. It's not enough that Jesus is dazzling in his clothing and he changes in his appearance. And Moses is standing on one side and Elijah's on the other side. And we're actually seeing this. All of a sudden, we look up and this big cloud starts coming down from heaven. Now what? The Bible says, and a voice came out of the cloud and said, this is my dearly beloved son. Would you listen to him? And suddenly, when they looked around, Moses and Elijah were gone, and Jesus was the only one standing there. Isn't that amazing? Can you imagine having an experience like that? Jesus said, now don't talk about it until I go to the cross, and I rise from the dead, because, well, number one, people may not believe you. But secondly, I have to go to the cross. Now, God tells us in his word that Jesus was sent to save us from our sins. In Romans 5 and 12, it says, when Adam sinned, sin entered into the world, and Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone sin. So we were all born sinners. We had no choice. If you were born, you were born a sinner. And sin's disobedience leads to eternal death. So God sent Jesus to be our sacrifice so that we could have forgiveness of our sins and eternal life. In Romans chapter 6 and 23, it says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'm talking about divine direction. I'm talking about prophetic purpose. And I'm telling you today, a part of your prophetic purpose is to accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. And he is God.
And he will help you to fulfill your purpose in life. You can't do it without accepting Jesus because of the sin problem. We were all born in sin. Jesus came to deliver us all from our sins. And anyone can accept him and be saved. It's not an exclusive club, salvation. Aren't you glad about it? John 3 and 16, it says, God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. God sent his son into the world not to judge the world but to save the world through him. And Jesus came to save us, and Jesus was sent to make us children of God. In the Garden of Eden, because of sin, the relationship between God and man became severed. Because sin took over, disobedience took over. Jesus came to reinstate us as the children of God. In fact, it says in John 1 and 12, to all who believe in him and accept him, Jesus gives the right to become the children of God. How many of you are children of God in this place today? Amen. Can we give God a hand of praise for being his children? Yes. It goes on to say in Romans 8 and 17, and since we are his children, we are heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. Now, through Jesus Christ, we become partakers of God's divine nature, which includes understanding his direction and power to fulfill our purpose in life. Now, when you become a child of God, you've got to allow him to lead you. That's the understanding. The understanding is, I'm a child of God, now I need to obey him. That is what God is counting on you to do. The only problem is some people, some Christians decide to do it their way. That's not in the plan. The plan is that if you're a child of God, you follow him. It says in Romans 8 and 14, for those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. Now, let me just say, you may think because of the circumstances in your life or situations or whatever, that your ideas, your thoughts, your plans are better than God's plans for your life. Think again, because you don't know the future. It may look good initially. I can promise you, if you disobey God, it's not going to end good. You just altered something that happened in your destiny, and you've got to repent and say, Lord, I'm so sorry. Help me. Help me to get right back on the track. The Bible says that a righteous person can fall seven times, but they'll get up again. So don't feel bad if you made a mistake. I mean, nobody is perfect, but you've got to be smart enough to say, Lord, I made a mistake. That's the only one I'm going to make with the help of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to let you follow me. I'm going to follow you now, that is. I'm going to let you lead me, is what I was trying to say. I'm not going to do it my way. I may like the song that Frank sings, but I'm not going to do it my way. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to go with you. Now, let me just remind you why you should do that. God is the only one qualified to guide you and to guide your life because he really is the only one who knows the future. God knows your future. Now, remember, the beginning of this message, I was talking about how God planned the future for this Persian king 150 years before he was even born. He sent him a letter. Had to wait 150 years to get the letter because he wasn't born. See, God knows your future. He knows everything about you. Stop taking chances with your life when God knows the way. He's planned it already. So you need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead your life. Don't be so quick to strike out in your own direction and to do your own thing. You need to constantly be asking the Lord, what do you want me to do? How should I deal with this situation? Where do you want me to go? How do you want me to do it? This is what God expects. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him with every situation. Okay, Lord, this just came up. What do you want me to do? How are we going to solve this situation? God wants you to be talking to him. about every area in your life. Listen to what he says about knowing the future. Isaiah 46, 9, for I alone am God. I am God, and you're not. And there's no one like me. So get me out your box. There's nobody like me. Well, if I could just figure God out, you never will. Well, you know, I really want to, but you never will. The Bible says his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. God is God, and you're not. God says, only I can tell the future before it happens. Everything I plan will come to pass. He's telling us there, he's made plans. And what he plans to happen. In fact, in Psalm 33 and 1, it says, but the Lord, his plans stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. Look, only God knows what's ahead, and he's trying to guide you on the best road to success in your life. Listen to what he says. He says in Psalm 32 and 8, the Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and I will watch over you. Do only what he says. And that's hard. You know it's hard. But you have to do it. Some of you got a hard head. But you need to listen to God because he knows what you're supposed to be doing at every moment in your life and what he has planned for you.
Thanks for being with us again today for A Place to Grow. Now here's Pastor Steve to share details on some powerful upcoming services.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our consecration services January 22nd, 23rd, and 25th. The title will be Learning to Operate in the Supernatural. Operating in the supernatural is living beyond the boundaries of human resources and ability. The Bible says in Ephesians 3 and 20, glory belongs to God whose power is at work in us. By this power, he can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. God wants us to trust him and believe his word. He is still performing miracles. Operating in the supernatural is prayer that gets results. God has given power to defeat all spiritual and natural opposition through his word. Join us as God's word teaches us how to accomplish our divine purpose, potential, and win in the new year.
We encourage you to mark your calendar and join us January 22nd, 23rd, and 25th for the consecration services. You can get more information on our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's continue with today's message.
And never forget, purpose is discovered through serving. Well, what do you think God wants me to do? He wants you to serve. I've just been waiting for the right thing. God wants you to serve. Well, I'm not good with everything, so I'm just thinking when the right thing's... No, don't wait till it comes along. Start serving. The Bible says, whatever your hands find to do, do for God with all of your might. Your purpose is discovered through serving. You know what? We see this throughout the Bible. I'm going to give you a few examples. Moses was tending his father-in-law's herd when all of a sudden God spoke to him from a burning bush. He was working. He was serving. David was watching his father's sheep when Samuel the prophet called for him, and he was anointed the next king of Israel. And then there was Elisha. He was plowing in the field when Elijah came and put his mantle around him, identifying that he would be the next prophet in his place. God is not going to go find someone just sitting around doing nothing and saying, hey, I got a job for you. No, God says, you need to at least be sweeping the floor. You need to be doing something to let me know that you're willing to work. God has worked for you when he sees you've been working. You've got to show God something so that he knows that he is at the right door. He's with the right person. In Matthew chapter 25 and 20, it talks about how Jesus gave this parable about this manager, or I was really talking about him, had servants, and he gave each of them different talents to use. And then he took a trip and he went away. He's really illustrating what he's done for us. God has given each of us some gift, some talent or something that he wants us to use for his glory. And as we're faithful, God actually, he increases the number of those things that we're to do. The story goes on to say that at some point in time, the master returned and said, okay, I want you all to give an account of what I gave you. So what did you do with what I gave you? Well, the first one was very delighted. And he said, well, he had received 5 talents. He said, Lord, you gave me 5 talents. Look, I gained another 5 talents besides them. Now listen to what the Lord said. The Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things, and I will make you ruler over many things. Folks, God always begins by giving us just a few things to see what you'll do with it. Never forget that. Don't get discouraged. The man who had only one gift, he just said, these guys got 5. At least the other one got 2. I just got 1. I'm just going to hide mine under the pew. I'm not doing anything with mine. But boy, was he wrong. Because the Lord came back and said, you're a wicked servant. Notice he said, a servant. Why? Because your prophetic purpose is to serve. There's something that God has given you in your life to be able to help people. And you need to recognize that we're talking about understanding divine direction. But he'll always begin with just a few things. He won't overwhelm you. The Bible says that he gave to each person what they were capable of doing. So the next time you say, I'm just overwhelmed with all the stuff God has given me, the Bible says he gave you based upon what you could handle. Oh, well, time to stop complaining and just do it. Job 8:7 says, though your beginning was small, your latter end will greatly increase. God has more for you. You know what's amazing about God? The Bible says that the one individual who did nothing with their gift, God took the gift from them and gave it to the one who had 10. See, that's the way God works. When you're faithful, God will reward your faithfulness through promotion and give you more to do. Isn't that a wonderful part of the story? Be faithful with whatever you have been given, regardless of what it is. Purpose is discovered while you're serving, as I said. Now, it may not even be what you want to do, but you need to serve. Why? Because there's promotion that God has assigned to your serving. You need to understand that. I'm going to say it again. It may be something you don't even want to do, but be faithful. Operate in excellence. Why? Because God is about to promote you. That's what it's all about. Number 4, use the gifts that God has given you to serve for success. Look, some of us come up with all kinds of ways and things to be successful. You need to stick with what God gave you. You need to stick with the gift that he's given you, because that's why he gave it to you. Joseph's gift was in administration. He began by serving in his own home, his father. And then he began serving as a slave. But Potiphar was his master. Then he began serving in prison. Didn't sound like things were getting better for Joseph. But you need to understand that even when things don't seem to be getting better for you, from position to position, something is happening. In fact, you are being repositioned for a promotion. You're being positioned by God for the purpose that he already intended for your life. Sometimes you've got to go through a maze to get to the door that God intends to open for you. And if you get discouraged, and if you get tired, and if you just sit down, and if you just start complaining, you're going to miss it. There is a plan. It's a prophetic plan. It was in place before you were born. I'm going to say it again. I hope you can wrap your mind around what I'm saying. There was a plan before you were born. All you have to do is obey God, accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord, and you're going to walk into what God has for you. Joseph's gift was administration, and even though he had to go to prison, ultimately it led him from prison to the palace. Why? because the king had a dream and he needed someone to interpret the dream. Listen, God will make people look for you because of your gift. That's the way it happens. You go to LinkedIn and you go to all of these other sites. People are looking for people with your giftings. That's what it's all about. Joseph interpreted the dreams and Pharaoh promoted him to be second in charge. What a wonderful thing. See, your prophetic purpose is no small thing. And I guess that's what I want to say before I stop. We'll have to pick up again next week. Listen, next time, I really want to talk to you about divine connections, because this is something you need to understand. Your divine direction leads you to divine connections in your life. See, God's process for promotion includes divine directions. He's going to send you where you're recognized. What do I mean by that? God will guide you to a place where people in authority will recognize the gifting on your life and desire an association of some kind. See, you've got to understand, at some point in your life, God will direct you to sponsors who are going to help you. Someone who will take interest in God's call upon your life or give you advice, a person of influence. I'm going to kind of end with this. You cannot accomplish all that God has for you by yourself, because certain doors will only be opened by those individuals with divine connections. They're the ones that God puts in your life as a doorkeeper to your destiny, individuals that will afford you favor to get into places that have access that other people can't get in. We're trying to talk about, and I have been talking about, the fact that there is divine direction that has been assigned to your life. Each of you have a prophetic purpose to serve. God is working with you through your gifts to accomplish the success that He has waiting for you. But there are divine connections that will help you to get into places of access that no one else can get into. You want to know why? Because it's all about your destiny, God's plan, and your prophetic future, and there are people who are waiting for you. I'm going to say it again. You were made to be like a piece of a puzzle in history. Have you ever seen a puzzle with one piece missing? Discouraging. How discouraging is that? And yet people are waiting for you. Right now, there are people waiting for you to fulfill the call of God on your life, to be where you're supposed to be at this time in history that God assigned for you, doing the thing that He assigned for you to do. That's why it's so important to cooperate with God, to obey God and to fulfill the prophetic plan He has for you. I'm going to stop here. We're going to pick it up again next week. And next time, we're just going to go ahead and begin with those divine connections and how God works all of those things out. Because there is a divine direction set already for you.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're excited to share that our website has just been updated, making it even easier for you to connect with us. If you'd like a copy of today's message, you can still download it for free. Just visit aplacetogrow.org, head over to the Media tab, and click on Audio Messages. The new site makes listening and downloading simpler than ever. And if you'd like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can also make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is called Your Prophetic Purpose, and this is part two. Now Pastor Steve has a prayer for you.
I want to pray this prayer with you today because I sense many of you are really suffering. You know, God is the God of all hope, and He is the God of peace. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You because there is nothing that happens in our lives that takes You by surprise. And so many of us are looking to You now, Lord. We need You. And we just thank You because You said those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. We are trusting You. that you will heal, that you will make a way, that you will take care of every situation, Lord, that needs to be dealt with. We thank you today for our dedicated listeners, and we just ask a special blessing as we enter into this new year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.